Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome once again to a special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. This is episode number 7 of Veterans Connect Radio. Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you had a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. It's Monday, and I'm your host, Ryan Red Hawk McPherson. Alongside me is the co-host, Brandon Skolnick. How are you, Brandon?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Like I said, Monday wrapped up a great weekend. Beautiful weather, wasn't it?
It was beautiful. Where did you, you went to the CrossFit Games, didn't you?
Yes, I was out there for the regional, Atlantic Regional, day 3. And I was able to see my coach, Travis Mayer, make it on to California coming up later this summer.
He finished third?
Third in the region. Yeah,
that's pretty
exciting.
Wild.
Yes.
All right. A lot of throwing stuff, right?
Yeah, that's right. Lifting, throwing, pushing, running. Jumping, great way to stay fit for sure. And you were out this weekend at some fancy restaurant.
I was Bacchanalia with my wife's. It was her birthday, so I'm not going to disclose the age that she turned, but she left a decade.
Okay,
all right. So, we went to Bacchanalia, and that was a wonderful place. I think it's voted one of the best restaurants in Atlanta.
Well, you've got one of Brandon's votes now too.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, very good. Lovely. So, we encourage our listeners to get out there and explore your community and your backyard. Connect with a veteran if you have not already. You know, Memorial Day is just right around the corner, so make sure you thank a veteran, thank them for their service, and if you see one out there, make sure you just say hello as well. Also, connect with us on Twitter at Vet Connect Radio. Follow us, leave your thoughts and comments there. Check us out on Facebook also, Veterans Connect Radio. We'll be taking some pictures of our in-studio guests here today, and you'll be able to see their smiling faces later on social media. And as always, the website, veteransconnectradio.com. You can hear all the past episodes 24 hours, 7 days a week, right there at your fingertips. Mm-hmm. All right, without further ado, let's say hello to our in-studio guest. First, let's say hello to Mr. Dr. Anthony Cooper. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good. Hello, Ryan. How you doing?
Fantastic. You are a retired Army First Sergeant, but you're also now currently in charge of volunteering out there at the Veterans Administration.
Yes, I'm the Chief of Voluntary Service at the Atlanta VA Medical Center in Decatur.
How long have you been in that role?
1 year this month. All 18th of May, actually.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
And what are some of the types of volunteer roles that people can take on down there at the VA?
I tell you, what I like to do, since I've been in the position, is kind of talk to potential volunteers when they come into the center to see how they think that they could benefit the veterans. Of course, we can't do direct one-on-one patient contact, but there's a lot of examples. For example, I recently started a program where we did what we call a Fresh Eyes Initiative. It's similar to Secret Shopper. Mm-hmm. We have veterans and their family members come into our facilities and unbeknownst to the staff, just does an observation and share that back with us, you know, serving them. So those are examples of things that we are creating.
You need volunteers for your Secret Shopper program.
Absolutely. So that's one example of some of the type of things that we're doing.
Good. And you know, I go down there regularly for my appointments and often there. And so there's lots of pros and cons down there, but you got to keep evaluating and keep assessing yourself to making sure the veterans are getting the best service they can.
Absolutely. So I should have brought you an application to volunteer.
we'll talk about that for sure. And retired Army First Sergeant. So tell us about that. Where did you serve and when did you serve?
You know, my last assignment was here at Fort McPherson in 2003, and unfortunately, I got pulled out of that position to go to Central Command to prepare for the war in Afghanistan. So that was my last assignment. After returning from that deployment, I retired after that. But great career prior to that. Basic training drill sergeant, Fort Jackson.
Wow.
Just some great assignments, Korea and overseas. Just had a wonderful career.
And what an interesting transition from serving and leading a company as a first sergeant to now leading a volunteer group down there at the VA.
And you know, Ryan, but it feels like I'm still serving every day. When there was a void, it took me about 8 months to get back into the federal system. So I started working for Department of Defense, Department of the Army. And when Fort McPherson and Fort Gillem closed, as you all know, the BRAC shut those two bases down. It was kind of a void. Mm-hmm. But when I got to the VA and saw so many of my federal veterans, it was just like being back at home again.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt. Wow. All right. Well, we'll talk to more with Dr. Cooper here in a moment. Let's also say hello to Rocky McKay, founder of Operation Reset. How are you, Rocky?
Hey. How you doing, fellas?
All right. Good, good. Tell us about Operation Reset.
Operation Reset is actually the operational organization. Operation Reset is the program. We focus primarily on veterans. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys are great. You guys served our country, done great things. So much history. And I got the chance to meet Brian last week. I'm sorry, Brandon. And same thing, a lot of history in the room. But for ourselves, what we do is we focused on basically training and getting the veterans. Once they come home, you know, they need some direction. So we're here to kind of say, hey, you know what? Here's our aid. No man left behind. And basically focus on getting them trained and getting them employment.
That's great.
Yeah, and that's interesting that I did meet Rocky last week at Vet Buds.
Right.
Because one of the things that I preach here is you need a network, right? So you mm-hmm. need to get out there. You need to shake hands mm-hmm. and, you know, get out to your local events. And all it takes is a little bit of Googling. And you'll find out where you can meet these guys.
And you were out at Vet Buds last week,
right? Yeah.
Which with Bill Williams, the founder, was just in here on our last episode.
Yes. It's at 7:30 in the morning.
So you better be ready to get up bright and early and go over there and have breakfast with other veterans. You said about 20 to 30 other guys were there?
Yeah, at that time it was about 30.
Wow, that's great. And what do you get out of it, Rocky, when you go to these meetings?
You know, honestly, I get the joy. I get the excitement of, like I said, seeing the history, seeing great men that love their country. You know, sometimes you need that recharge. You know, you sit and you see these guys and they're proud Americans. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you really don't get to see that amongst your travels. And they're just proud veterans and just want to help each other. And it's such a wonderful group of people, man. So much humor. It's so much. And you feel like a brother.
Right. And for full disclosure, Rocky's not a veteran himself, but no. You do support and want to be involved with the veteran community. But why are you so passionate personally about all this?
I'm actually a former military brat.
Okay.
You know, I've been exposed to military and traveling all around the world. I mean, you know, you mentioned the Army base or whatever. I know some of them that close to. We lived all over the place. You know, Fort Hood. My father and mother have done tours overseas and everything. So I've been exposed to it my whole life.
Yeah.
And my sister, you know, she's presently in the Air Force as well. My whole family is really military. So
that's a great way for you to stay connected and continue to support the veteran community.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Well, we'll talk to you, Rocky, in more detail about Operation Reset and how he's changing the world of veterans out there. Let's also introduce to the program Mr. Bill Dilge. He is a former Army officer with a long career in chemical and plasticking packaging industry. And he's also the co-founder of Hearts for Heroes, an Atlanta nonprofit base that helps veterans and their families. How you doing, Bill?
Very good. Thank you, Ryan, for having me.
My pleasure. Let's go back to the beginning, right? So you attended West Point, 1980, right?
Right, yeah. 17-year-old kid, City High School.
Where were you from?
Milwaukee originally.
So from Milwaukee to West Point.
That's where you get the beer training in Milwaukee. Then you perfect it when you join the Army.
Yeah. Right. And then you were on the football team up there.
I did. I managed to come in. My class entered West Point about 2 months after the honor scandal in 76. Okay. We were the first class with women.
Oh, is that right?
And so, yeah, so we're famous for a couple of things. We're really famous today because about half of the 4-star generals in the Army are my classmates.
So you know them personally. You can pick them up on the phone and say, hey, man, we used to live in the same dorm room together, right?
That's exactly right.
Well, that's good. And so you went on and to have a career in chemical and plasticking packaging. That's an interesting arena to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, I fell in love with chemistry. And, of course, West Point's an engineering school, so you get that engineering background to go with the mm-hmm. chemistry. I couldn't wait to get out in the Army. I mean, the reason I like football is because I like hitting people.
Right.
and so to get out in the Army and be on the front lines, mm-hmm. This is combat divisions. I served in 1st Armored Division, 1st Cav, and airborne qualified. And so I had a great time. I loved the Army. The Army is this inexhaustible network of resources for people to come and get help. Mm-hmm. And what I found, and the reason we founded our 501c, is I found that the community wants to help and doesn't know how. And so shows like this open that door mm-hmm. for them, for organizations like the kind you see represented at the table right here, to step up and do their part. And you will be amazed at what you can get done in this community.
Mm-hmm. Very well said. Similar thoughts that we say all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Here on the program, but you've also co-founded Hearts for Heroes. Tell us about that, please.
Well, Hearts for Heroes, it started in Marietta, Georgia, here right outside of Atlanta, and it started to help preserve the history, the military history of Marietta. Marietta was a farm community until World War II, when it started building bombers for Bell Bomber.
Yep, right at the Dobbins Air Force Base.
And interestingly enough, I own and live in the house in which the deal was made.
No way. Really? How did you find that out?
From a little girl who grew up in the house. It was her dad who did the deal.
Wow.
With Bell Bomber in my very dining room to do it. So I've got that personal connection as well. to going and doing it. But what we found out is that there's gaps. There are things that Department of Defense can't do that only the community can do. Our latest one, and you're going to chuckle at this, there's a female soldier downrange. Her dog was staying with a family member. Family member couldn't take care of the dog anymore. They called us.
Oh, wow.
We placed the dog. That's a family member for that family. I mean, you worry about your dog.
Right. Yeah.
The way you would any other family member. So we ended up in a big fight because about 30 people wanted to adopt this dog.
Of course.
Her name was Cuddles.
Mm-hmm. Cuddles.
And she apparently fit the bill because everybody who saw her fell in love. So we had people falling all over themselves trying to take care of this dog for 3 months until the soldier came back from Afghanistan.
That's really awesome. They had that much support just to take care of a dog.
Yeah.
Well, from the community. That's Marietta, right?
Right, yeah. Okay. And so anytime we need anything, they had a couple deployments a year and a half ago. And here you come out, 120 people leaving with their family members and the whole thing. There's no budget with sequestration to feed them before they go.
Yeah.
So we connected with a local restaurateur, got him out there. We fed 700 people. They ate everything.
Twice.
but it's stuff like that just doesn't get done anymore. And you have a community who's standing in line to help you.
Yes, but you don't know where to go to get that help, right?
That's exactly right.
Hearts for Heroes can help in a lot of different areas. Just contact them first, tell them what your needs are, and then you can find the help that they need.
That's absolutely right. And we've chased down some incredible things. We're starting a new project called Project 22. We've found my background, my entrepreneurial business background is around technology and how to develop and market groundbreaking technologies. And so we found one called AlphaStim. And AlphaStim helps reset the alpha brainwave for traumatized people, whether you're kids or adults or soldiers or whatever it happens to be. And so we've started Project 22 because this takes away some of that hypervigilance, the PTSD, some of the anxiety that goes with that. And so we're putting together a program right now to provide these to veterans and their families.
That's interesting.
To help them. So,
Right. And for the listeners who don't know, a little more background on Bill. He started 14 startups, three of which are still active. So you are a serial entrepreneur for sure.
Yes, I am. I can't help myself.
So from your perspective, I'd like you to speak to that veteran out there who's thinking about starting their own business. Can you tell them of any resources or good first steps to take so they can be as successful as you are?
Well, you got to decide your purpose. It's like anything else. You've got to figure out your purpose. I mean, you were someone who was willing to sign a check to the government for your life.
Pretty much.
There is no problem with commitment from veterans. And so what they commit to do, they do. And to steal a line from Heartbreak Ridge, I mean, you adapt, improvise, and overcome.
Right.
I mean, you get this mission. You have this mission DNA inside of you. Mm-hmm. And so you go and chase that mission. You adapt, improvise, you overcome the obstacles. Military people have the grit built into them to ensure success. Grit is the ability to focus on your objective, even in the face of obstacles.
Right.
And so military people do that. Now, you got to decide where to start. I will solve problems, and that's what I do.
You solve problems. Problem solve.
I'm not going to sell you a pet rock.
Okay.
Well, that's awfully nice of you.
Because I wouldn't buy one. Well, that's good. So, yeah, a great organization, Hearts for Heroes, and certainly if you're an entrepreneur out there and a veteran, you know, chasing your dreams is something you should do. But you've got to align yourself with those who can help support you along the way.
Do you have any networks that you can speak highly of, or something that the veteran can plug into and get some information?
Social media is an awesome place to go and ask for help, whether it's LinkedIn or Facebook. There's veterans groups out there. SCORE is a wonderful organization. You get an old guy like me, you know.
SCORE, which is, okay, interesting. Yeah. So you're a volunteer there, or you're a coach there?
I have three full-time jobs
now.
Right.
So of course.
I'm not working on any hobbies.
And that's good, but you're doing very similar work as a lot of the other gentlemen at the table here today, just connecting veterans, helping veterans find that next passion or path in life for sure. So back to you, Dr. Cooper, you said that there's many opportunities to volunteer down there, but from your perspective, what are some of those kind of gaps as Bill's been able to fill that you can speak to?
You know, it's interesting. Bill's just said something that I recently was approached by my social workers saying that a lot of veterans will not come to their doctor's appointment or will not be admitted into the hospital because they have no one to take care of their pets.
Wow.
Because, you know, so many veterans now have service dogs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so when Bill mentions that, that example of the female veteran being downrange and not having anyone to care for those dogs, I'm currently looking for help for volunteers.
You found
who
it.
Love,
yeah, there's see, a connection made right
perfect
there.
Perfect connection.
Yeah.
And also another example, a couple of entrepreneurs who came to the VA and said, we want to help other veterans be entrepreneurs. And as you all know, the VA is kind of like the watering place where a lot of them gather and come. And so we want some entrepreneurs to come there and help teach other veterans how to become entrepreneurs. Because some of them have been in the military for 20 years like I did, and they don't know where to start. They don't know their purpose. And so we need people like Bill to come to the VA. I got an application for you too, Bill.
Oh, Lord.
To come and let's teach these guys how to start, where to start. And that's the beginning.
Yeah.
Where do you start? And we want someone who's experienced in doing that to show them where to get started. So that's another volunteer opportunity as I listen to folks who's done it before to say, hey, maybe we can create something for Bill at the VA.
Hey, so doctor, you had mentioned that the VA is kind of a watering hole. So do you have a lot of veterans down there?
Oh, absolutely.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, Atlanta VA Medical Center is one of the fastest growing in the country. And Secretary McDonough said, who's a West Point graduate as well, says we can't be all things to all veterans. I mean, you know, it's just so many, so tremendous. And like Bill says, we need the community support in a lot of areas where appropriated funds are not available. And so a lot of them come to the VA because when they separate, in order to get at least their information into our system, a lot of them may not come, but they at least come once. And that's all we need is one time for they can see that we're offering potential entrepreneurship training. And to meet someone like Bill can just really change their lives.
That's interesting. So the VA does work with these community services.
Absolutely.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's news to me. I mean, not that I didn't know that, but I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's through my office. It's through volunteer service office that they come in. And not only some folks who can't give time, but they can give donations as well. As you all know, a lot of organizations, some of their resources may not get to the veterans, but my salary is paid for by appropriated funds, so I don't need it. So everything that's given to us goes directly to the veterans.
Wow.
And so they come there, and it's just a wonderful support. And that's how I found out about the show from other entrepreneurs who want to help veterans.
And we're trying to get the word out of those volunteers down there. What is the ratio of veterans and volunteers to civilian volunteers?
It's probably about 50-50.
That's good.
The community is just tremendously supportive of us. And I can tell you one of our awesome initiatives is we do a DAV van transportation program where it's free commuting services for veterans to make their appointments. Anybody can do it. You do not have to have a CLD license. We just give you the necessary training. Mm-hmm. And so civilians and or veterans can do that as well. So I would say of my 350 some volunteers that I have that are active, probably half are civilians.
And what do you need more of there at the volunteering services? Do you help create more awareness? You need more volunteers? What can help you grow and get the word out even further?
You know, I want to say this. When I got the job a year ago, my supervisor said to me, Dr. Cooper, we need a younger generation of volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I said, maybe the next generation of volunteers. And this is across the board throughout the country. My volunteers, the average age of my van drivers, and I have about 70 some of them, the average age is 70 years old.
70 really? Years
yes.
old.
Wow. And so they are driving a van with
about
8
younger,
patches.
Yeah, van
yes,
drivers.
Yeah. We do need younger. And of course, in this economy, a lot of folks have went back to work. Either both spouses are working in the home sometime. So that volunteer pool is much smaller.
And it's got to be difficult, though, for a working person to volunteer
Absolutely.
As well. You know, once you're semi-retired or fully retired, then you have a little more time to give.
Yeah. Well, I created a volunteer opportunity about a month ago. You know, our number one problem in the VA is access to care. Because there are so many veterans, you know, veterans calling, waiting for appointments. And so in the evenings from 4 to 8 p.m., we've created a call center. And that call center reminds veterans of their appointments. It's just amazing when a veteran misses an appointment, as you all know, the ripple effect. And so we've created an opportunity for working adults who wants to give back to come in Monday through Thursday. And they're reminding the veterans a day or two before that you have an appointment. I did it. And I'm telling you, they're so grateful. Because a lot of them have post-traumatic stress and psychological issues that they can't remember. And then we do this on Saturdays from 10 to 1 as well. So if there's a working adult out there who want to give back, and then I'm finding a lot of veterans who are in transition, who it gives them a good chance to put some volunteer time on their resume as well.
Mm.
And so we accept them. If you are 17 and up, you can come.
17 and up?
17 and older, you can come and volunteer.
And you can drop a van, too, Brandon.
And you can drive a van as well.
I wouldn't put me behind the wheel. I'm getting accidents probably once every 6 to 8 months.
Yes. Oh, that's good to know for sure. And we'll have links to Dr. Cooper and his information and how you can get involved down there at the VA on our website later on, veteransconnectradio.com. So stay tuned for that. And over to you, Rocky. I'd like to know, how do veterans know that your services are available? How are you getting the word out about Operation Reset?
Operation Reset, the program itself is, we're getting out through media as well, you know, but now what we've done is we've kind of changed our approach to how we approach, let's say, civilians or society itself as a whole. We've kind of almost went back to what we consider pounding the phones. You know, what we've done is we've brought on 7 salesmen. What they'll do is they'll approach all employers as well as those that have the burning desire to want to be a part and give back to the program. Our program is structured to give back to veterans, get them training. One thing that from our research and our data that we've gathered over so long is the fact is that, you know, I listened to you talk about the 17-year-olds and things like that, and that is considered Gen Y, as we all know, which is, they're all about the experience, you know, as opposed to baby boomers and Gen X. We're about the money. We'd set on a job and deal with the crap and so on, but we were about the money, you know, whereas the younger generation, they're about the experience. Our approach is to do what the military has done. One thing that the military has done is they say, hey, once you come into basic training, this is the path that you will go. So we look at that. And we've kind of adjusted and adapted to that same model. So we train a veteran or someone. Let me just say this. Our program focuses on veterans, children that have, you know, we want to catch these children before they commit felony charges, before they get bored and do something foolish.
So like at-risk, you know, at-risk youth, right?
Youth all the way around, all across the board, you know, because one of the things that we see is the children that are sitting in school, the ones that are getting the DNFs, what's the chances of them going off to college? What are those chances? So either a recruiter is going to get them and catch them before they do something foolish, or Operation Reset is going to try to catch them before they do something. But our primary focus, our main focus is just truly to just reset their minds and get them on the right path. When veterans come home, that path has been laid out for you guys. And I have my father's a veteran and so on. I see it. I'm experienced with it enough to know that, hey, there's got to be a new path. There's got to be a way to get back into society, become a civilian, get a job, get a training. Hey, I've been in the military 20 years. Well, what's your training? I know how to shoot a gun. I know how to kill people really well and build bombs. You know? So what we want to do is, we pound the phones, we call these employers, and we say, hey, we have these gentlemen, they're ready to work, they're veterans, they're kids that need training. Mm-hmm. You know, right, successfully, we've gotten veterans hired. It's a great feeling. Just very recently, I don't know if you heard the promo, but Dante Parrish, it was a true testimonial. The guy texts me every week and says, thank you for my job.
So this is a real veteran that you recently helped.
Absolutely.
Yeah, tell us about him. Yeah. So he came to you, and what did y'all first do
for him? The gentleman came home, and the way I met him is because on one of my projects, guys show up. You know, we actually open up to just so many different other outlets as far as Operation Reset, the program focuses on veterans, children, as well as those that have committed minor felony offenses. We partnered up with the VOE and other different organizations, as well as sometimes probation officers too. So a guy will bring his friend, he'll bring this one, he'll bring that one, and we start seeing more veterans that are associated with all these people as well. The guy said, hey, Matt, I really need a job. You know, I said, well, what's your training? And from that point, he said, I really don't have any, but, you know, I'm good with my hands. I'm just going through a bad period. I got this PTSD every time I show up for a warehouse job. They're telling me no. They don't want to deal with me because of the PTSD. And as we all know, it can be very bad. But therapeutically, sometimes that yes changes that man completely. You know, and I tell people in meetings and all my upper echelon colleagues, I say, hey, if you want to see a grown man cry, say yes. You'll be amazed how many times that man has said no, and he's expecting for you to say that no again. And you say yes, and it's like something goes off in their head, and it just changes their whole mindset. Our focus is today is a yes day. We focus on saying yes to these people. Dante Parrish came to me. Then eventually he was still going through it. And I said, just hold on. I got you, brother. Mm-hmm. I got you. So he left me with the North Carolina. And I'm like, come back. I'm going to get you a job.
Yeah.
He came back. I said, give me 2 weeks. I got him a job working with a national roofing company. And he's their warehouse guy. He said, this whole entire warehouse is mine. He said, Rocky, I'm so happy. Hmm. You know, and the thing is, we partner up with people that will continue to get them certifications. Where we open up the door, we go in, we open up the door, we try to do whatever whatever training we can to get them prepared for the job itself. Mm-hmm. If there's a certification, we'll get them that as well. Or sometimes the employer says, hey, you know, I need people that's just going to show up.
Yeah.
You know, nowadays, Gen Y is not showing up, you know. Gen Y wants the experience and want to have fun at work where, you know, it's just not working anymore. So now what we're finding is that, you know, the employer is even adjusting and saying, if you can get a person to show up and that has reliable transportation, that, as we say, have the burning desire to just want to work and take care of their families. I have another gentleman. His name is Chad Morris. Same thing. I don't know if you heard that promo as well. Another vet came home. You know, and God, you guys aren't hearing my promos. Please, everyone.
No, go to the website, operation-reset.com.
Yes.
Or follow them on Facebook and Twitter. Today is a yes day.
Yes.
That's their Facebook. So continue. Yes.
And all these are true people. These are living, live people that we have gotten jobs for. And it's just such a wonderful experience because we really are not looking for the gratitude. We're just looking to get them where they need to be. You know, my publishers and people had to force me to do these things. They're like, you're the face. You need to go. And I'm like, right. You go, you know, because I enjoy working with these men, getting them where they need to be. And I enjoy hearing the stories, you know, and to me, that's truly what I love. I love the outcome.
Well, and there's no doubt that you're doing good work and you're helping people along the way. But I have to ask from a business perspective, how do you generate revenue?
Oh, it's very simple. Well, are you serious?
No. Donations? I mean, well, corporational? Yeah, no.
Actually, what happens is a lot of the businesses, they're starting to donate. And I also own a commercial roofing company.
Okay.
Commercial roofing company. We've been on jobs. We get these guys trained on these jobs and we set them free. We let them loose. We want the turnover because we want to, I mean, we know veterans that own commercial roofing companies. Construction itself in every industry is dying. You know, sometimes
labor market is very small right now.
It is hurting every industry. I can't name one that's not, you know, even down to IT. And one of the things is that what we try to do is we try to just, some of these guys, they come home, they haven't worked for 3 years. So, you know, whether they're sitting home being, you know, daddy at home or doing light stuff around the work, they need to get that conditioning to getting up. And, you know, of course, they're used to getting up, but they're not used to that physical.
So you cycle these guys through your company.
Yes.
Get them trained up.
Yes.
And then you tell them, all right. Go find a better opportunity, or here is a better opportunity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, the thing is that we funded this so long. We just became a 501c3, and it's just amazing how that happened. And now we're definitely reaching out to the community for donations and things like that on every level of construction equipment to actually even donating their time to train these individuals.
Mentor them.
Yes, because that there changes lives. And our direction truly is to reset the mindsets of how, you know, a soldier comes home and feels about society as well as how society may feel about them, you know, because it's a mixed feeling. You know, it's a mixed feeling of, you know, so many things that are against them, as well as the kids. The kids think the way they do, as well as those with the minor felony convictions. There's one organization I deal with where some soldiers have minor felony convictions, and Operation Reset says, yes, come on in, we'll train you and we'll find an employer.
Great.
These seven guys making these phone calls, it's the passion behind it. So everything we do is passion driven to want to see, you know, for example, you know, a gentleman comes home, he's, I just want to be a dad. I just want to feel good of be a man, you know. And the gentleman, Dante Parrish, he every week I get a clockwork text message. Thank you. I feel like a man. You know, thank you so much.
That's great.
This is it.
That's fantastic for sure. And again, it's operation-reset.com if you want to see some testimonials from past veterans or get involved yourself from a business side. Or maybe, do you need volunteers for your, like you said, mentoring is very
volunteers on every level. You know, it doesn't matter the industry. It doesn't matter what you do. We have people that are truly just wanting to change their lives or change their directions and just be a part of society and just function.
And that's back to what we were talking about with Bill just a minute ago. But there's a line of people out the around the door and out the around the corner that want to help, but they don't know how to.
Right.
And so with Hearts for Heroes, it's a great way for them to get involved and get connected and to give back, because we want them to give back.
Right. When we started Hearts for Heroes, one of the charters is this is a 100% pass-through organization. There you are not, as a board member or founder, allowed to buy yourself a soft drink with the donations. This is 100%. Right,
there's not even Brandon loves Coca-Cola, so
yeah, right. So I'm kind of bummed
you're out.
Bring your own money. Yeah.
That's
but,
great.
But because of that, we do things like we'll hold events. Last year we had Rob O'Neill.
Who's that?
Team leader, SEAL Team 6. The guy, who shot Bin Laden.
Yeah, okay.
He came here to Marietta High School, give an inspirational talk for us.
Okay.
And so we'll run events in order to raise money and build community awareness. But it's really interesting what Rocky had to say. I mean, a man is either growing or dying. Mm-hmm. There is nothing in between.
Get busy living or get busy dying. One or the other.
That's exactly right. Now, I didn't get shot at like you did, Ryan, or like you did, Top. I mean, nobody ever shot at me. But, man, I try to get better every day. And I looked for an opportunity to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so at Hearts for Heroes, we've done everything from helping folks at job placement. You know, you get the occasional set of tires or broken hot water heater. Change of command when they want to do a party and they can't afford a cake.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll go find somebody to bake these folks a cake.
Wow.
Right. If you have any need at all, it sounds like you guys will find the resources. But
we stand in that sequestration gap between what the military used to do when I was in it.
Right.
And what it can't afford to do today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so we stand there, but we don't stand alone. We stand there with the whole community. With business owners and business people and volunteers, and that's where we live. Mm-hmm. That's what we're trying to do. And so we'll take on projects that make absolutely no sense. How in the world? We got private businesses competing to care for a dog for 90
days.
All vying to say, hey, I helped.
Watching dogs. I mean, this stuff you don't even think about.
Well,
you guys are.
Yeah. Yeah. And I believe, you know, as Washington and the political arena gets less and less effective and our leaders are more and more weak, it is up to us, the veterans and the leaders in the community, to give back to those people we want to help most for us. So as a president of a company or a CEO or just a volunteer, all begins in the grassroots area. And don't wait for, like I said, Washington to provide you those resources.
It's just like the First Data guys. And he's not a veteran, but he's built a whole program for veterans.
Yeah.
So that's pretty wild.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around a DI running the volunteer organization. Yeah.
I'm wondering.
You walk in and he's on you. All right, move it.
Dr. Cooper, how often do you prescribe water?
That's right.
Every day.
Yeah, every day. Drink water. That's first sergeant's second word.
Exactly.
Drink water. So for more Hearts for Heroes, you guys need more volunteers? Do you need more awareness? What do you guys need more?
Yeah, absolutely. We need volunteers. We need business owners who are willing to make donations in kind. We certainly need donations. Again, you will never worry about a penny that you put into this organization.
That's great.
It all goes for the purpose you intended.
Do you have any other events on the radar that our listeners should be aware of?
We've got a couple of them. We were just blessed, I guess you would say, with rebuilding the B-29 at Dobbins Air Base.
Okay,
really?
They've got an old World War II B-29.
Oh, yeah, we're passing around a picture here.
That's out on the 41 side, right?
Yeah, okay. Save Sweet Eloise.
That's exactly right. So we've got Eloise's grandson. Eloise is obviously named for an extremely attractive young lady back in World War II. Well, Eloise's grandson is involved in the project.
Oh, you mean literally?
Literally.
Okay, got it.
And, the Air Force doesn't have the money to take care of these things. This thing was built here. It belongs here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's part of the community. This is the kind of thing that we tie the community back to the veterans with.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually pretty exciting.
We take the civilian community, we take the veterans community, and then we take the local business community, and we put them together to do some incredible things, some extraordinary things for veterans. And that's to honor the military. I mean, At any given time, 1% of America wears the uniform.
That's it. 1%.
That's it.
I know.
But they don't just defend America. We defend Europe. We defend half of Asia.
The world.
We defend
a chunk space of the middle. As well.
Right. So 1% of Americans carry the burden for most of the free world.
That's right.
The community appreciates that.
And they want to give back, and they want to support. Hearts for Heroes is doing that, and they proudly present the inaugural Benefiting Dobbins Air Force Base June 1st through the 30th, Gear Up Military Drive. So looking for local businesses to become a certified drop-off location for different types of things there. And each company that's certified will be featured on your website as well. heartsforheroesinc.org. So we appreciate anything that you can do, volunteering your time or help getting the word out, sharing the information. That's what we like to do here at Veterans Connect Radio for sure. And so that's great. So you got those events going on, and you're looking for more great things. During your day, how more are you involved with running your three businesses or Hearts for Heroes? What do you spend more time on?
I do it all simultaneously.
Do you?
Yeah.
Wow. What are some secrets to managing time then from a guy like you?
You've got to be able to compartmentalize. You've got to be able to set it aside.
Okay.
And work on what you need to work on right now and pick it up without having to relearn or restart.
Yeah. Mm. Prioritize, right? And so are you like the guy first thing in the morning sits down and writes a things to do list and you don't get done or the day's not over till all those are done?
You do that the night before. Yeah.
Night before. So this is the time management guy right here.
Yeah.
Okay. So how do you pick up something and then put it down without having to get spun back up on the next task? You know, that kind of.
Well, it's a great question because you start every day by saying, what's my one big thing?
Hmm.
And so for each one of these, I have to do one big thing every day.
Every day for each
of his three businesses, Hearts for Heroes.
Plus Hearts for Heroes, you say, I'm going to do one big thing for each of them.
Right.
Okay, interesting.
Because if I can't do that one big thing, then I don't stop. Yeah. I stay at it, and there's times.
What if you do like 10 small things?
It doesn't count if you didn't do the big thing.
One big thing.
You've got to decide. You've got to move forward. You've got to grow or die. Wow. You've got to do the one big thing in every business every day.
Well, from your perspective, a guy who started businesses, doing great things to help veterans, what keeps you motivated and inspired to do this good work?
That's a great question. There's a long answer to that. I'll give you the short version of it. I've cheated death more than once. Okay. I've had, I've spent 2 years in a wheelchair after being a big Division I football player.
Oh, wow.
Spent 2 years in a wheelchair after falling off a house. I've had 13 reconstructive surgeries on my right leg in order to keep it from amputation and walk again.
Wow.
And every day I spend above ground is a gift. And my hands are small, but they're mine. And I can tell them what to do. Mm. So I'm going to do what I can do today with what I've got.
And folks, you can't see this because it's radio, but he says all this with a smile.
Yeah, with
a smile. Right. And
his hands aren't that small.
No, he's a big guy.
He's
too
a big dude.
Right. So, but still motivated, inspired, and still wanting to do good and help others. I think that's kind of what starts a veteran on that path to join the service anyway. They always want to be part of something larger. They want to do something that they're proud of when they're 90 years old and sitting in their rocking chair and looking back on their life and saying, I did something that made a difference, and you're still making a difference. So we're proud to feature you here today.
Thank you. The whole entrepreneurial side of this is to allow me to do to get the time.
Mm.
And in some cases, the means and the resources necessary to do to give back the way I want to give back. Mm. And so for the entrepreneurs out there, it's not an easy road. You got to find a way to bring value to people, do something better, faster, cheaper, stronger. Mm. When you find it, you're not going to have trouble committing to it. You're going to have trouble turning it off.
Mm-hmm. And if you have trouble there, just connect with Bill. He'll brighten your spirits and put you on the right path to success for sure. So Bill Deege from Hearts for Heroes and your other chemical and plastic packaging, you're still running that?
Yeah, that's actually going quite well.
Good.
That company's name is Practically Impossible.
Practically Impossible is the name of the company.
And, I run PI Labs, Practically Impossible Labs. And we do things that people thought were impossible.
We've got
about a dozen patents on things that were considered impossible. Great. And so we're out trying to sell that technology and license that today. But there's some pretty exciting stuff out there.
Huh. Well, very good. And so the last segment here, we'd like to turn it towards Atlanta, the larger picture, veterans, and how we're doing. So we'll start with you, Bill. How are we doing as Atlanta? What can we do more of to continue to make this a destination city for veterans and businesses supporting veterans?
Well, I think the anchor is always going to be the VA Medical Center.
Dr. Cooper?
So whatever we do, we have to make sure that they've got what they need. Mm-hmm. We're blessed, too. We got the Shepherd Center.
Absolutely.
Down there to help as well. So that becomes an anchor for the Atlanta community. Now, what we have to do around that is we have to build a comfort level in life. Again, I didn't get shot at. I don't expect me to understand what it's like to be shot at. But I can't understand you, but I can love you.
Right.
And so you got a community here that wants to love you. And they're looking for a way to love you. And you see that in the USO at the airport. You see that down at the VA Medical Center. You see that in Hearts for Heroes. You see that in Today's a Yes Day. I mean, this community is primed, rested, and ready to make a contribution for veterans. And we have to make sure that even when we don't understand them, we still love them.
Very well said, and so glad to have you as part of this community and part of the team here helping veterans. And so if we can help you further amplify your message or help get the word out here on Veterans Connect Radio about Hearts for Heroes and all your good work you're doing, let us know. We'd be happy to do so. But for now, tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you and your services.
You can go to heartsforheroesinc.org. Or you can contact me directly. I don't know. Is it crazy to give a personal email?
No, not at all. We'll put it up there.
Just get me at bill@pilabsusa.com.
bill@pilabsusa.com. We'll have those links posted up later on our website at veteransconnectradio.com so you can connect with Bill there. And I highly recommend that you do, especially if you're an entrepreneur.
Absolutely.
Or if you're a guy just wants to give back. For sure.
Pick his brain a little bit.
Yes, definitely. So thank you so much, Bill. Please come back and be a guest sometime. We'd be happy to feature you again. And don't tackle him in the leg over here, ladies. Yes, he likes to tackle others, but if you're going to tackle him, do it on the good leg.
The good leg.
Right. So so thank you so much, Bill. And for you, Rocky, how are we doing in Atlanta? You know, what do you, from your perspective?
Atlanta's beautiful. I mean,
it is. Enough said. Atlanta's beautiful. How long have you been in Atlanta?
I've been in Atlanta 10 years.
Okay.
One thing I gotta tell you is this, that what better place to create organizations and have support systems? This is a very strong market here in Atlanta. It's like LA of the South. Everybody and everything is coming here. If we can just get these people as they come and just say, hey, these are the things that we would like for you to do or participate in. You know, all the companies, all the businesses, you know, you have different organizations and companies that are in Atlanta that are pulling these, you know, networks and companies and other businesses and saying, come to Atlanta. You know, the thing is to have a sound organization to partner with these people and give something of quality and of essence of great value to the participants of each organization. And just give them something that, as you said, we can all be proud of and sit back and smile and say, hey, you know, I did that. And, and let our legacy, not only our legacy change, but help these people change their legacy in the process. And Atlanta is that place.
Very sure. Do you have any events coming up anytime soon or places people can find you?
Right now, we are focusing on partnering with more organizations. You know, I actually just left one meeting earlier today, which is the Urban League and things like that. So we're working on getting more positive momentum going. You guys can actually email me at info@operation-reset.com. Also visit our website at www.operation-reset.com. Also visit us on Today's a Yes Day at pretty much every social network. Today's a Yes Day, Facebook and Twitter. And like I said, our focus really, truly is to change lives and reset the minds of everyone. And we've effectively been doing that on so many levels from state to state to state. We have companies that have contacted us that want to launch us nationally on a national level. We're not quite ready for that yet, to be honest with you, but we're getting there. And the thing is that what better place to get there first? And this is, you know, basically Atlanta.
Atlanta. Make your mark here and then grow from there. And lots of stuff going on for sure. So keep up the good work, Rocky. We appreciate everything you're doing for veterans. Certainly resonate with your mission. If we can help you further amplify your voice, we'd be happy to do so. If you got something new and exciting to share, bring a veteran along next time.
I actually did.
Yeah.
You know what? He was coming with me, and we got him a job.
All right. So. Oh, wow. Good. Very good.
Got him a job for
good reason
service
not to be
pro.
Here, right? Yes,
right. Yeah, we'll let that one go.
Yeah, got him a job for service pro. He's happy.
All right. Fantastic.
Today's the first day.
Right. Today is a yes day, not only for him, for everyone here on Veterans Connect. Rocky, thank you so much for joining us. And Dr. Cooper, for you, what anything exciting coming up, any events that people should know about?
Yes, Ryan. We have in October what we call Stand Down. You know, Atlanta has a large homeless veteran population. And at Fort McPherson, the first Saturday in October, the community comes and assists us with bringing veterans into the community. Mm. What we do, we give them medical assistance, you know, find homeless. We even have diversion courts. The local judge comes and look at some of the misdemeanor cases. So we try to take care of their entire situation. Last year, we had 600 and some wow. homeless veterans show up there. So the community is welcome to come out. I would like for them to contact
Certainly.
Me at anthony.cooper@va.gov. Or you can go to va.gov okay. and give to any organization, any VA in any state that you choose mm-hmm. to do that as well. But let me just say, too, that we saw 1 million veterans visit our hospital last year.
The Atlanta VA. Did.
Yes.
The Atlanta VA.
The Atlanta
1
VA.
1 million.
One, wow. Well, let me just say, 1 million visits. Let me correct that. So okay. a veteran well, could have came multiple times, but it doesn't matter to right. a doctor. So we are one of the fastest growing VAs wow. in the country. It is tremendous because a lot of people want to come here and live. And so my job, since I've been in this year, I stay out in the community. Mm-hmm. I mean, just wonderful to hear about Bill's program and to hear about your program as well. Because I know, we know that, and Secretary McDonough, who's another West Point graduate, I'm just really impressed with him. I served with a couple of commanders from West Point. And he has a vision that I think is just tremendous. And he wants us out in the community. And so that's why you always invite me back again, please.
Absolutely.
But the community is welcome. And the way to connect with the VA is through voluntary services. Yeah. So again, email me. But just on September, we're hoping to reduce this number. It was 600 last month. But for stand down, we're hoping that it's a lot less.
And hopefully this is an event that never happens, has to happen again. But like, there's no more homeless veterans. There's no more right. need for this event. And we'd be happy to say in the future that no event yes. this year, guys. see you when we need you. Yeah, so, right. But that's in October.
Yes, October 1st.
Yep, and listeners can get involved. Go to the website.
Yes, they can go to the website or they can email me directly.
Would it be better to email you?
It would be better because what we do is we would provide a list of particular items that we need specifically. We like to give those guys like backpacks and boots, certain things yeah. that some people may not think that a homeless veteran needs. Yeah. And I tell you, some of those veterans, we have a program at the VA where some of them are come, we can get them cleaned up because a lot of them are dealing with issues. Get them cleaned up and several of them are current federal employees. We put them in wow. intern program like in logistics and now they're actually employed. Can you imagine having a federal job after that? And I want to bring one of those testimonies with me one day.
Love
Next
to.
Time you invite me back.
Absolutely. We'd love to do a special episode on that and feature those veterans and the good work you're doing and help continue to get the word out that veterans need help. And often it's just veterans helping veterans, but we love it when civilians get out there and help as well. So thank you so much, Dr. Cooper, for joining us here today. He's Chief Voluntary Service down there at the Atlanta Veterans Medical Center. You can see him there working hard or out in the community, yes. meeting other veterans and finding the support they need. So thank you so much for joining us
thank you.
Here today on Veterans Connect Radio. And Brandon, that's a wrap.
That is a wrap. Number 7, correct?
That's it, man.
This is going
job.
Well.
Yeah, good job. So tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you or connect with you or where they can find you. You're not here next month,
no,
right?
No, I'm not. I'll be gone for a month. You know, I'm I rolled out of active duty into the reserves, and I'm an instructor. I'll be at Fort Knox for an entire month teaching people how to tie their shoes.
Yeah.
And so, but I'm on Twitter at... Vets in Startups.
That's right.
Yes.
Because, yeah, Brandon, for some of our listeners may not know, has started a couple startups himself.
Yes, I have a few. I'm working on, I got four and five going on right now.
Right.
One's Gunswipe. It's a, you know, it's an app, mm-hmm. a firearms classified list. And then the other one's Mobilization Capital, where we fund government contracts.
All right.
So, you know, that's what I'm working on.
Fantastic. Yeah. Well, good luck over there at Fort Knox. We'll see you back here behind the mic in July.
Yes, sir.
For our listeners who want to catch the next episode, it's going to be Monday, June 6th at 11:30 a.m. You can catch us live there. We'll have another all-star panel of guests in here. So thank you so much for joining us here today. If you're out there doing something interesting to help veterans or you're serving your community and want to be featured, send me an email at rmcpherson@businessradiox.com. That's rmcpherson. At businessradiox.com, we'd be happy to share your story. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, and on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.